broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's radio show / webinar simulcast. This is a quick note before we start with the actual show. My name is Mark Kohler, and I want to give you two important updates or corrections based on what you will hear shortly thereafter in the actual webinar show and podcast. The first correction is, the amount you can achieve. Now, some of you, you're going to be like, what is Mark talking about this? I don't even know what this means. Well, when we get to it in the show, you will remember this. There's a payroll protection program. It's a loan that can be forgiven entirely. Amazing, right? The maximum amount you can get in the loan is 2.5 times your average monthly payroll. So you take the last 12 months divided by 12 of your payroll and some other factors and figures. There's a little detail in the actual application, which is now out for this. But you come up with that figure for over 12 months, divide it by 12, and multiply it by 2.5. That's the maximum loan you can get. In the video, we talk about a four-month loan amount. So ignore that. It's 2.5 times that average payroll. The second correction or update we want to make sure you're aware of is that once you get the loan, the Paycheck Protection Program loan, you have 8 weeks to spend it wisely on payroll, rent, mortgages, or fixed debt obligations in your business. If you use that money for those four things, it's completely forgiven. So you have not until June 30th, which we will talk about later in the show. We've gotten the final bill clarified this, that it is 8 weeks from the time your loan funds. So once you have that money and you use it to stimulate the economy by keeping payroll up to a certain level and use it for, again, payroll, rent, mortgages, or fixed debt obligations, it's forgiven. Now, that's a broad summary of a very complex law. But when you listen to it in the show, we'll talk about a June 30th deadline. No, it's 8 weeks from the date you get the money. So, enjoy the show. I think you're going to really be wowed by the opportunities you have for this SBA funding strategy for your small business. And my heart goes out to you. I know many of us are struggling financially. Don't give up. And may you be healthy and God be with you. Good luck.
Great.
Yeah. This was an 800-page bill passed just over the weekend. And I want to say thank you to Entrepreneur to be so proactive to say, we got to come out of the gate with everything we know at this point. I like that. At everything we know at this point, because it is just a moving target right now in the country. No one knows how long certain things are going to happen. You know, the quarantines and all these new federal laws. I've even heard there's a rumor there's a third piece to the stimulus package coming now. So this is just very, very complicated. But thanks for your patience. Now, we want to take questions during this webinar. Down below, you can type up your any comments or questions you have. We're going to sort through them, and we're shooting a second follow-up webinar quickly as soon as we have those compiled, and we'll distribute that webinar in conjunction with this one at hopefully the same time. So, or immediately right after. So, because you got to watch it to be able to get your questions in. So please be patient. If some of you are like, well, that's crap, why don't you have the answer to that yet? We've been calling banks. We've been reading the bill. We've been diving into everything we can to cough up the information that's most helpful for you and ourselves as small business owners right now. So that's the goal. So be patient. Type up your questions. We'll get back with a second follow-up webinar. Now, as Dan said, my name is Mark Kohler. I've been part of the Entrepreneur family for years. I'm grateful for that. Matt Sorensen and I have published books, and we are partners in both a law firm and a trust company, accounting firm. We're helping clients around the country. And so we're knee deep in small business ourselves and with
thousands of clients around the country, not more clients around the country than in one particular state. So again, we want you to feel confident that you're with some hosts that have experience in the trenches, and we're not selling a loan package. We're not trying to get you to come to our bank or anything like that. So very, very bipartisan. Now, my amazing partner, Matt Sorensen, I'm going to turn the time over to him. He's going to help us with our agenda, and we're just going to banter back and forth. We host a weekly webinar, a weekly podcast that we often do as a webinar. We have a podcast with over a million downloads now at on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. It's called Refresh Your Wealth. So yeah, I have to forewarn you, we're both going to try to be funny at times. We're going to try to keep it light. We're trying to keep this interesting. So don't be offended if you're in a very, very difficult situation and we're not being sensitive enough to that. There are some financial nightmares going on, and we get that. But this can also be a very dry topic. So please be patient with us as we kind of be ourselves, and maybe you'll like our style and catch the podcast in the future. But Matt, the floor is yours. What's our agenda? All right. Fine, sir.
Okay, so this loan was, or sorry, the bill was called the CARES Act. As Mark said, it was 800 pages. I read it on Sunday, and I'm not going to lie, I actually liked it. Okay. I'm serious. I
liked it. You liked the act, or you liked having to read it, or what part?
I liked reading it. I liked both. Okay. This is a really good deal for small business. Let me say that right out of the gate. This is a good deal. There's a lot of things in this that it's not just a loan. There's loan forgiveness. Okay. What's better than getting a loan at a low rate? Getting the principal forgiven. Okay. So we're going to get into that, how you get forgiveness. So, so stay tuned. We're going to hit forgiveness at the end, but let's talk about first, Mark, let's hit who's eligible for it.
Okay.
What lenders are going to be looking for. Mark's already been down the rabbit hole with that, with lenders, and, you know, already talking to bankers. We're doing the due diligence for you guys. How much can I get? What can I borrow? And then how is the loan forgiven? You can always go get loans, and I shouldn't say always. There's a lot of availability of credit. Maybe you're a business owner. You've tapped into your home equity line if you have one. Maybe you have a line of credit at a bank. Maybe you're putting personal expenses, business expenses on a credit card. Of course, there's all forms of this. But this is a much better deal than all of those. So we want to make sure everybody knows how to do it. And I've got a lot of tips to give about this, but let's hit those four main topics.
I love it. And I'm so excited. Matt and I did divide and conquer. My job was to go on the SBA site and start applying as a rogue business owner and just start to see what happened and what could I get. And Matt's job was to read the bill. And I actually enjoyed the process too, because normally these SBA loans, let me say this, in a disaster scenario, and this is probably a good introductory comment, and then Matt can, we'll just go back and forth on starting with who's eligible. But normally the only time you see this conversation is when there's a natural disaster. And so if you're one of these microscopic areas that had a flood or a tornado, you've been through this. And I'm terrible to say, some of you probably haven't, it's been misery. But if you haven't been in one of those disaster areas, which is quite unique, you're not familiar with this. And then they rolled out even more provisions. So that's the SBA has been geared up for this. They've been doing this for years. So the process and the partners are out there. That's what is pretty cool. It's just, they need to know what are the rules, and then they're going to turn the engine on. So I think that's a good comment. I'm going to say that's a good comment about that I just made. I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back.
That was very self-congratulatory. I agree. That was a good comment.
Thank you.
I concur. Okay, let's talk about who's eligible. All right. Pretty much as long as you're already in business as of March 1, you're eligible. If you have I don't care if you're a sole proprietor, an LLC, an S corp, a C corp, you could be, just self-employed, no employees. It's just you. You can qualify under this bill for the loan. Now there's different amounts. Everybody's going to qualify for different amounts, but you qualify.
And I think the biggest criteria is if they've tried to make that line not on gross revenue or profit, it's on number of employees. You have to have less than 500 employees for these loans. The big banks and the big corporations, their section of the bill is a whole other section.
Right.
But for small business owners, they're assuming you have less than 500 employees. Down to zero.
Yeah.
Okay, I like so what, Matt. And let me say this too. Matt, let me just say this too. I like what you said about having to be in business. Someone commented, "Oh, I could use this to start my business." No, that's not what this is for. This is relief for you being in business.
Yeah. Congress thought of that when they wrote the bill. They thought there'd be some people jumping in. And I get it. There are people starting businesses right now. We're seeing them in our law firm of people who have lost their job or out of work and are like, you know what? Now's the time to do it, to start my own business. So there are other SBA loans for that, but this one is for those already in business. And let me say, it might help to understand why Congress did this. The primary reason Congress did this loan program that has forgiveness provisions in it is to keep people on payroll. That's the whole point of this. They do not want people laid off. There's 3 million people already in the unemployment line. So the main driver of this, and you'll understand it better as we talk through it, is the point is to keep people on payroll, keep businesses paying their rent and their debt obligations they already have incurred.
Yep. Now, before we get to who's lending in the process here for a moment, here's another side note. We're going to be doing a separate webinar on the emergency paid leave. And that's up to 2 weeks of paid leave if you are sick yourself or taking care of someone or quarantined, and there's 6 reasons of how you may qualify. That is also, believe it or not, for small business owners, and the unemployment provisions can be for small business owners. Now, we don't have the details on that yet, because normally you apply for unemployment when you get fired, but you're gonna fire yourself to get unemployment. And what happens if you're an S corp or a sole proprietor? So with these loans, I wanna just make that distinction too. Don't be thinking about unemployment or paid leave or the family medical leave. We got another webinar about that. That's another section of the stimulus package. This is all about, I need a loan to keep my business afloat. And there may even be other money out there. Matt, would you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. And Mark and I were talking about this last night, geeking out on it, I guess.
We are geeks.
This bill has a lot for small business. This is a $2 trillion stimulus package. If you remember the financial crisis, 08, and that bill passed, that was like less than a trillion, I want to say. But everyone was annoyed because it pretty much went to the banks, you know? Well, this bill has a big piece going to individuals, which we've all heard about the individual stimulus checks. There's a huge piece, $350 billion going to small business. This is the number one thing getting funded, is this loan. Now, there's some tax credits on the paid sick that we'll talk about in another webinar, that you're gonna have to offer paid sick, but you get tax credits. So just keep that in mind. The Congress really did go to bat for small business, in my opinion, on this. Finally, I think they got the blowback after the financial crisis and the kind of the bailout of the banks. So
yeah, and even the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, all of the corporate provisions and that TCJA, which was 550 pages long, that Trump and the Republican Congress and Senate was able to pass, which is great. There was a lot of bells and whistles in there for small business. But again, the corporations I felt were the big winner with permanent tax reductions and relief. But this was very weighted towards the small business owners that are out there dying. This is so difficult. Okay, so if you have under 500 employees, don't worry about how your business is structured. You're in the game. Now it's like, okay, where do I go next and what loans? Matt, why don't you try to break that down
you're gonna apply through a bank that's an SBA lender.
Well, let me throw this out if I could. Yeah, I think we should say there's 2 loans programs. Okay. There's the typical disaster relief, and we're gonna give you the website where you can go and start that application process right away. Then there's the Paycheck Protection Program, which is gonna be, it looks like just directly to the, I don't know, Matt, is that fair to say? I'm not sure if you're just gonna walk into a bank on all of it.
There's the SBA Disaster Assistance Loan was kind of the first thing they said, let's just let anyone affected by coronavirus, any business, apply under the Disaster Assistance Loan. That was their first shot at it.
Okay.
And so you could do that as of 2 weeks ago, you could have done that. And there are applications on SBA.gov for that, but there's no loan forgiveness in that.
Okay? That's right.
You're basically getting a loan. Okay. Now there's a low rate. It's 3.25%. That's pretty cool. But but again, it's a loan. You're going to pay back. This Paycheck Protection, all right, we should call it the Coronavirus Emergency Loan, is what the Chamber of Commerce is calling it. But these loans are unique to the coronavirus bill that just passed on Friday of last week. And this is the one that has the loan forgiveness. This is why I like the coronavirus one for business owners, is because you're adding debt, but it's temporary debt that you can come back and get a loan forgiveness from. And it's based on how much you pay out in payroll costs and stuff that you basically get from. It's kind of a way for Congress to basically fund your payroll costs. I mean, it's a good deal, which we'll get to the details. But so you're right. You can go to SBA.gov right now and apply for the regular disaster assistance loan. We think, Mark kind of went through this, we think they're going to transition that app in, use that existing app that they already have into this bill that passed on Friday to this loan program.
Yep.
Now, and let me go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to say, this loan program is only to fund expenses until from now until June 30th. So you've got to move fast on this. And that's why we're trying to get this out early, even before the loan apps are out and the banks are still figuring out what the hell they're doing, because you need to know what you need to be ready for to get going on this.
Okay. Now, this is where Matt and I complement each other in our banter on our podcast for almost 10 years. And on this, because we'll get into some fights too, as friends. Okay. I'm already confused, right? I'm so sure many of you are. So I'm going to try to force this here into two columns. I don't want to just help with this. Mm-hmm. The EIDLs, which is their current term for an economic injury disaster loan. Okay. Those are alive and well. I want to talk about those for a moment, because those were expanded under this bill as well. Now, there's no debt forgiveness in that one, but you still may get those and you still may need those. And because, like Matt said, this other one is a short-term, boom, grab it, use it for certain things, and you might get it refunded. We'll come to that. But some of you are like, I need something a little more substantial for the long run. And so you may even actually be applying for both. So on the first loan, is that okay, Matt, I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just, before we move on to this, because it is sexy, this, Matt was geeking out. He's like, holy crap, you can pay for this and it's refunded, forgiven, you, and it's not even, I won't even tell him the good part. I'll let you.
Right.
I know that's your, you know, okay, there's some good stuff, people. Okay, but on these EDILs, Economic Injury Disaster Loans, you can go to SBA.gov right now, /disaster. I went through the process. I wanted to see what it was like. And I called a local banker. I'll tell you about that. So I went through it. You can fill it out. There's a $10,000 immediate benefit that can be fast tracked. And how they expanded it is it can be approved based solely on your credit score, not your repayment ability. No tax return is required. And a prior bankruptcy does not disqualify you. That's what one of the expansions. Number two, the EDILs are smaller than 200,000. The EDILs that are smaller than 200,000 can be approved without a personal guarantee. It's in your business name, so it's not going to go on your credit. They are also not requiring real estate as collateral, and will take general security interest in business property. That's, again, a huge expansion.
Yeah.
Borrowers can receive $10,000 immediately and grant cash that can be forgiven if spent on paid leave, maintaining payroll, increased costs due. Ooh, Matt, I didn't know that.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, there's that $10,000 in there that could be forgiven. Let me give the list again. If paid leave, maintaining payroll, increased costs due to supply chain disruption, mortgage or lease payments, or repaying obligations that cannot be met due to revenue loss. Now, every business in America has been affected. And I'll tell you, I went in and put in my little application and say, I want it. How do I get it? And I fill out my application. It says on the website it takes 2 hours. I did it in like 20 to 30 minutes. You're going to want to have your tax returns handy, your some ID numbers and some things like that. And then it expands access to sole proprietors or independent contractors, as well as tribal businesses, cooperatives, and ESOPs with fewer than 500 employees. The 10,000 emergent, this is Mr. Contreras working on the bill here. He says the 10,000 emergency cash grants are particularly interesting. As he explained, applicants can get the emergent cash even if they don't qualify for additional funds. So you might be able to get the 10,000 just to help. And if you use it in the right way, it would be forgiven. Now you can apply for all these at www.sba.gov/disaster. And let me just say the terms, and then Matt will fill in a lot of blanks here for you too, I'm sure. The loans can be up to $2 million, a 30-year term. The interest rate's 3.75, and the first month's payment are deferred a full year from the date of the promissory note. And this is a big deal because you might even be able to use this to consolidate some debt that's killing you in your small business right now. Yeah. Matt, what are your thoughts on this first package, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't know the $10,000 was determined to be grant and could be forgiven too, because you know you're going to use that money for those things, for some payroll, for some rent, for a mortgage if you own your building and your business. So that's a great option to get at least the 10 grand. And that one is one you can go quickly on. The Paycheck Protection Loan, or I should say the Coronavirus Emergency Loan, has a lot more in terms of forgiveness that you could get possibly. Depends on your business, obviously. So, yeah, that's a good, I like that. That's
yeah, and option. One other but side note.
There are two, you're right. There's two standard SBA loans out there that to go over.
And to beat this one up just a little bit further, what was interesting when I filled out the application, they wanted my bank account, routing number for my business and everything. They're not gonna send me a check. They're gonna do a direct deposit. I mean, you'll hear it on my podcast, Math Podcast First, if I get my $10,000 check, you'll hear it first from us. And I fill out my application the day, within 48 hours after the bill was approved. So we're gonna see what happens. Another interesting point is once you apply, you will have to work with a bank, and a lot of banks have lending partners that are SBA approved. So I called just right before this webinar too, and I talked to a president of a local bank, and he said, we're getting direction immediately. You know, he's like, we're getting it by the hour. We're all hands on deck. We're trying to figure out what we need to do in the loan process. So typically, again, what's going to happen is the SBA, through the application you do online, is going to connect you with a bank. And then the bank, now this is on loan type number one, they're going to typically put you together, and then you're going to go in and sign docs and get this bigger, badder loan that is not going to be just sent to your bank account, this $10,000 sort of thing. So banks, we're going to, as we get more information from the banks on the procedure for that, you'll hear it from us too. Oof, Matt. Okay. What can I get under this Coronavirus Protection Emergency Loan? Tell us the terms on that.
Okay. All right. This is pretty sweet. So you can get up to $10 million under this. Now remember, you've got to have under the 500 employees, but you can get up to 10 million. Now, here's another quick few things on terms. No personal guarantee. No assets you have to put under as collateral. And if you have a terrible credit score, you can still qualify. Now, there are some weird things I've seen in the bill about having a child support obligation that you're delinquent on and stuff like that that can disqualify you.
I feel like Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. Check, check, and check. So where do I sign?
Where do I sign? It's a good deal. Okay. So now on this loan, they basically taken what's called an SBA 7A loan, which you can have different terms for. You could set a 10-year term. You could do 15. I think the max is up to 25 on the term. So you're not fixed in. You can agree upon that with your bank based on your financials. There are payment where you can delay your early payments. I don't remember how long, but you can say, I have immediate hardship. I can't make payments for the next 6 months or whatever. So you can map that out over time too. How much you can get though? So you can get up to 10 million, but you don't get 10 million unless you hit the max. How that's calculated is you take four months
that's right.
of your payroll costs, your rent payments, your mortgage payments. And also on the payroll, by the way, it includes your paid out sick leave, your benefits you're paying, taxes, state and local taxes assessed on those wages. So those things are, you're going to add up over 4 months, and that's going to determine your, how much you qualify for under this loan. So it's meant to kind of be a 4-month time frame. And honestly, it's interesting because you can see the Congress feels like this is a 4-month window where they're going to give you help until June 30th. And hopefully we're through the coronavirus by then. But think of it, 4 months of cost, payroll, rent, or mortgage if you own the building, plus all the benefits and taxes associated with your payroll.
Yeah. Crazy. Now, what's interesting, and some of you may go, why am I listening to these CPA attorneys? Why don't we just have a banker on the call and we'll get the straight answer? The problem is, and this is, I'm not trying to throw mud, but you can't get a banker to give you a straight answer in the branch, let alone come on a national broadcast with the radio or a webinar. They get in too much trouble. There are so much regulations. I've tried to get insurance agents to come on a show and talk about provisions of an insurance policy, and they won't do it because it's just lawsuit liability. So I will give this, we're here, we're giving you our opinion, our direction, but it is a good time for a little disclaimer that if you heard it here and you're like, well, Mark and Matt said, hey, we're your lawyer interpreting the law. That's our role right now. We don't know how it's going to play out. We're going to do our best job to give you this direction.
Yeah.
And we're just reading it for the first time. Now it is garbly goop. And so we've done the hard work, hopefully for you, in the misery of reading this crap and making the calls and going through the applications. So just, again, be patient. If you're like, well, I went somewhere else, they're wrong. Guys, this is freaking fluid. The things are changing daily on this crap. So just be patient with us. We're trying to get you. And I'm going to say this one thing, but here's what you can do. And this is so important. Get started now. You cannot wait. Even the SBA was like, if you want this stuff, you got to apply now anywhere you can. Yeah. Don't wait. It's first come, first serve.
Right. Exactly. And here's another thing. Banks are going to want to lend on this. A typical SBA loan is generally only secured and backed up by the federal government for like 85%, sometimes 90. These are 100% backed by the SBA. If you don't pay back the bank gets to go to the SBA and say, we didn't get paid back. Give us the money. So
that's why there's no personal guarantees.
Exactly. They don't need it. The federal government's backing up these loans.
Oh,
so because of that, banks are going to be all over the place. Now, there's no fixed rate like the disaster loan that Mark referenced earlier that has a set rate. I think you said 3.75. Mm-hmm. There's no rate that's fixed on these loans. So banks are going to be able to negotiate that. The good news is rates are freaking low right now. I think prime is 3.25%. That's why I threw that out earlier. So you should be able to get a low rate loan.
And this is why it's so fluid. I saw another commentary from someone quoting someone at the Chamber or SBA that the maximum interest rate under this program is 4%. It's variable. We don't know what the bank will do, but it can't go above 4. And another thing was, did you say, Matt, payments are deferred up to 6 to 12 months?
Yes. If you have a hardship, you have to say that's in the bill. But obviously, if you're getting this, you're probably going to get that.
Okay. Now, tell us the cool part. How is it forgiven?
Okay. So you are going to get this loan forgiven. Now you apply to your lender for the forgiveness. Okay. And this is awesome because the lender's on your team here. The lender wants you forgiven because they're going to get paid from the government. All right. So I like this. I know, right? They're on your team.
Like, what planet am I on?
Okay. This is tricky in the bill. You are forgiven based on your 4 months. Again, this is until, March 1 to June 30th, March, April, May, June, March 1st to April 30th of your costs. Sorry.
But March 1st June 30th, to June 30th.
Yep, June 30th, yes.
You're forgiven on your
4 months of payroll primarily. Now, it does say the bill says it includes debt obligation payments that you made. There's some uncertainty on that. Does that include rent? Mm-hmm. Does it only include a mortgage if I'm paying a mortgage for my business location or office? So, but it does have payroll for certain and then fixed debt obligations. So presumably any loans you have in the business, payments you're making over that 4 month window are good. Rent we're uncertain on, but payroll is the big one. So the payroll you're paying over 4 months is eligible for forgiveness under the loan. Now,
Matt, before you go on, let me add this. I'm just reading some other commentary that it's rent if the lease was enforced before February 15th, 2020. So again, this is not allowing you to go out and just rent a new place. and it includes utilities, electricity, gas, water, transportation, telephone, or internet access for services, which began before February 15th again. So you're going to have to be able to prove this was crap I was regularly paying for. And then in that application to your bank after June 30th, you're going to throw in the kitchen sink for 4 months.
Correct. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Now, you have to maintain your payroll and your employee count. If your employee count goes down, you're going to lose a certain percentage of the loan forgiveness. So if there's a 25% change in wages paid to employees from before you got the loan until after, essentially, there's going to be a reduction, and there's a formula for it. It's in the bill. We'll put it in our article. It'll go up too on this. So but there's a calculation essentially that your forgiveness amount you're eligible for decreases. But if you maintain your same payroll, you have the same employee headcount, you don't pay your employees less, all that payroll is going to be eligible for loan forgiveness.
Oh, Matt, now here's the crazy part. What if you're an S corp and you're on payroll? Would it include your own?
There's no provision that says you can't.
Pardon?
There's no provision that says you can't.
Yeah, and it would probably be based on your previous payroll that you've been taking. Now, the reason why this matters, Matt, we've been suggesting to clients before this bill came out that you should maybe drop yourself from payroll in your S corp for the first quarter so you're at least not paying FICA on yourself.
Ooh, true.
But under this provision, you should be able to keep yourself on the same payroll you were on before and put yourself in the payroll bucket.
Right. Now, here's another curve on this. The payroll costs that you can get forgiven and also that you only qualify for a loan for are based on $33,333 in this covered period. So any employee, which would include yourself, that you pay more than $33,333, that's $100,000 a year. Okay. Or sorry. Yeah, that's $100,000 a year because that's over a 4 month window. Mark's the accountant here. He's the CPA. But anything paid over that amount cannot be forgiven. You can still get the $33,000. So even if you have employees that make over $100,000 a year that you're paying under this and keeping them on payroll, you can still get loan forgiveness on their $33,333 that you pay in that period, but you can't get more, if that makes sense.
I love all this. I just know someone's out there and I'm thinking it too. We're going to pay for this someday. I mean, the government, you know, but you know what? We usually pay the government back for big loans to corporations. Screw it. This is our turn, you know?
Exactly. You know what? And this is the type of language and stuff that all the corporate lawyers for big businesses are figuring out. We're just trying to do it the same thing for small business.
Yeah.
And here's the catch though. This is why at the very beginning, Mark's already on the website. We're already chasing down how do you apply ASAP. We're already calling bank managers. Even though the bill just passed on Friday, you know, Trump signed it into law on House passed it Friday, Trump signed into law like Friday afternoon. So there hasn't even been one business day on this yet. This thing's done in June 30th. Okay. Any payroll, you have to get the loan, use it to pay payroll, and then ask for it to be forgiven. If you don't get going on this until for 30 days, it's going to take a couple weeks at least to get the loan. And now you've only got a couple months left where you can even take advantage of this. So it's a short window. Those who jump on this early and get in fast are the ones that are going to benefit. Even if your business hasn't really been struggling yet, let's say you're down a little, but you're not like closing doors and stuff. Get in on this. You don't have to be like shut down. All right. This is for any business owner. The purpose is to keep people on payroll. We don't know what's going to be like in a month.
Yeah. And here's the tricky part. Now let's think through this. And this is the accountant in me. You've got to take your last 4 months. So we're looking at December, January, February, and March, let's say.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my average payroll, I'm going to take my total payroll for those 4 months. And that's going to be the total amount I'm eligible for. Now, some of you have already laid people off. So when you go to, then you're going to do this for four more months, April, May, June, and July, right? You get it. It ends in June. So it's only
June 30th, end of June. It includes March essentially, even though it's basically over.
Okay. So it's going to go back and pick up March. Okay. So I got this. So really the 4 months are probably November, December, January, and February.
Okay.
Because all this crap hit the fan in March. Okay. So I'm going to write that down. We're going to have to figure that out. So it's November, because the application is not out on this, people, yet. So you may say, why don't you guys know? Well, we're trying to be out on the cutting edge here, getting this info out. But let's say it's November through end of February is my 4 month calculation. Now you've already let people off, you know, let people go, close the doors. Who knows what in March, you had a restaurant. I mean, you're closed in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. So when you go to get your reimbursement, you're going to say, hey, I maintained payroll as long as I could, but there is a dip in my payroll. And so, like you said, if it dips below 25% over that 4 months of March, April, May, June, there might be a different calculation. That'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, because you'll still get some forgiveness. You're still, the calculation is not like a cliff where it falls off and you don't get any loan forgiveness. It's a measured approach that, because they're trying to make you maintain some employees rather than none. So they don't want it to be a cliff. So let's say your payroll cost went down by a third. Well, you're still going to get the bulk of forgiveness for that payroll that you paid. You're just not going to get 100%.
Okay. Oh, this is so good. Okay.
But there's more.
And there's more. Okay. Tell me what you got.
Okay. The tax lawyers in me and you, Mark, I know. This is the first question as we're reading the bill. Mark and I are texting about this. Is, well, crap. When they forgive this, you're going to have forgiveness of debt income, right? Congress thought of that. There's no forgiveness of debt income on the forgiven amounts under this loan.
Oh my gosh. Dude, this is like the stars have aligned. What country are we in? I'm like Matt Damon on Mars. Yeah, I know.
So that's why, again, I mean, I just keep piling on the benefits to this. It's a good opportunity for businesses affected out there right now. If you're worried, if you're stressed, if you're already feeling the hurt, if you're seeing your numbers and revenue decline, if you've already had to lay off some workers, this is how you can keep your company together. We talked on the prior webinar about how the people in your business are what's most important and maintaining those payroll costs, because they drive your business. And we also have personal relationships with people in our business. The people that work for us, as we're leaders in our companies.
Yeah.
And this bill is really aimed at that. It's to keep those people on payroll, make sure we get through this as America for the next, you know, till June 30th. So take advantage of this. Go freaking get in line. We're going to be out there trying to figure out the pathway through.
Yep. Now, I want to reiterate what Matt just said and say it again resoundingly, because some of you may have been like, what? Double take. Back in the good old days under this old 2008, 2009 relief package, when you got your debt forgiven from these banks because you went under, you got that 1099C, as in Charlie, cancellation of debt.
It's like, I'm already laying on the ground getting beat up, and do you throw me a 1099 I got to pay tax on?
Yeah, it's like you got beat up and then they throw a dollar on the ground. They just threw your 1099 on the ground. It's like four Christmases. Throws them on the ground. excuse me. Matt and I usually quote a good movie or two in every one of our shows. But so let me repeat that. You're not going to be taxed on any of the debt that's forgiven, which is huge. Now, again, I want to say this too about our law firm and accounting firm. We asked all our interns, we put them on furlough, said, hey, head home. There was a few employees that were in unnecessary services. We needed to tighten the belt. But we've tried to keep everybody going. And for some of you that are like, I can't even get a hold of my accountant or lawyer, and you need to do tax planning. That's what we do for small business owners. We love it. So we're still in business. For those of you that are fans of ours or clients of ours, don't think we've closed up shop. We're very, very available. Our information is probably down below, but kkoslawyers.com. Give us a buzz. But don't be, I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't be judgmental if you see someone go out and get this loan and you're like, they don't deserve that loan. They're not, I'm hurting worse than them. Keep in mind, everybody's been in.
They're going to get it too. Everybody's going to get it. Like,
it is. And I'm not going out trying to get a ton of money, but I mean, we've had some issues just trying to keep revenue coming in and making sure all of our employees are working. And thankfully, we've been able to keep them all busy, at least from home. But a lot of business hasn't been. So I would just encourage all of you to not get political, not be judgmental or envious of others. Focus on your own business. Man, I've been teaching to get your 2020 plan in place. Do your planning right now of how you're going to get back on top. Get your own board of advisors set up. Make sure that your tax planning's in place for this year, because you're going to have some bigger write-offs, some losses you want to take advantage of. This is not just a vacuum or a tunnel that we want to be with you on. We've got two more webinars this week. We're going to be talking about the employee, the Family Medical Leave Act, and also the emergency paid leave or sick leave. We're also doing another webinar, and this is the big one, on how do I access my retirement funds, or should I, and how do I, and how much can I borrow or take out of my 401k? No penalties, no taxes, no this, no that. So we're going to be hitting that as well. And then our regular podcast for the next few weeks or months is going to be, of course, very engaged in this topic. So, and that's refreshyourwealth.com. So I wanted to get that information out there, because if you're like, hey, these guys are making sense, I do want to follow them more. We're going to be contributing articles weekly to Entrepreneur. We love them. And they are so, Ryan Shea, the CEO, and his whole team, Dan and everybody, we're just so grateful for everybody and everything they're doing. So. Yeah. Matt, I don't know. There's kind of closing comments. I maybe went too quick, but do you have some thoughts?
I'll just give a closing tip, if you will.
Okay.
Get your finance, start looking at how you qualify now. This is going to be a little bit of a race to see how fast you can get the money. Many of you need it yesterday. And so there's just a financial need for it also, but there's also the ability to start using that money to cover payroll costs, which you can then get forgiven for. So there's a lot of reasons to get in early. Start getting those documents. What you're gonna need is payroll records, okay? That's been very clear in the bill and everything. This is gonna be based on actual payroll records. So start pulling your payroll records to determine what you've paid, who's on payroll, because that determines how much you can get. Also start getting down your payments you've made on your rent, mortgage, start getting that documentation. This is still a government-funded loan, so there's gonna be documents involved at some point. So start getting that ready. So you don't go to the bank and then you're scrambling for a day or two trying to get that. You want to be ready. Once that app's up or the bank's ready to go, you want to be the first one in with the cleanest stuff that they don't have to ask you 100 questions about, that you're going to end up in the back of the line. So that's just my closing tip, is start getting those finances and records together now.
Yeah. And I want to throw this out. When I was on the application site last night, they're going to ask for your profit and loss for 2019. Now, because all the tax returns got extended, a lot of people don't have their 2019 tax returns. That's okay. You're gonna walk in with your 2018 tax return. Now, if you don't have your 2018 filed, I'd get that done. And I know there's some of you listening that haven't. We run an accounting firm, I know that's out there. But bring in your 2018 tax return and get your books put together. I'm gonna be add another piece to Matt's list, which I love, because last night I had to look at my books. Because in the application, it said, what were your gross receipts for 2019? What were your cost of goods sold? And what was your, some different questions on net and all this stuff. So you want to be able to produce a profit and loss statement for last year. And if some of you are like, my books are a mess, well, you're home. Many of you are home right now, whether you're quarantined or not. This is time, as Matt and I've been saying for 2 weeks, study, learn, work on your 2020 plan, work on your books, use this time wisely. But get your P&L done for last year. Don't worry about the tax return. P&L is profit and loss. You can go to YouTube and type Kohler profit and loss. I have a video on how to build one. Easy schmeasy. Both of them, Matt and I, have tons of videos on YouTube. Get out there. Matt, any other tips? I think I have one more. S-Corp owners, keep yourself on payroll. I'm going to keep myself on payroll for first quarter.
Yeah, I think it makes sense if you're going under this loan program.
At least for $33,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to put yourself as an increased payroll, because there is going to be fraud. People are going to try to cook the books. You're going to get in trouble, and your lenders are going to be looking for this down the road. So don't think you can throw in the kitchen sink. That's why they ask for your last 4 months, which will probably be, again, November, December, January, and February. That's water under the bridge. You can't show up and go, oh, I'm paying someone more. It's not going to happen. That's why they're looking at something that took place before the virus and before the bill.
Yeah. Matt. All right. Well, we have, Mark's got an article up on Entrepreneur on just kind of big picture 10 things to think about in your business to financially survive the coronavirus. And I have an article coming up on Entrepreneur on accessing retirement accounts that'll go with the webinar we have coming up. We'll get some content up on these SBA loans. You can tell we've read the bill and we do love them. So just stay educated, stay engaged, get going on your finances right now. Be ready for when those applications fly out to be the first one in the door.
Yep. And share this webinar with your friends and family and fellow business owners, please, so they get at least another insight or two. Matt is dialed in from Phoenix. We should have said that's why he's got beautiful palm trees and blue sky. I'm at the bunker in Idaho. I just went up there to get, you know, my zombie apocalypse gear all geared up and ready to go. Ammo, weapons, everything, toilet paper. We're ready to go. I mean, who would have thought we'd be in this situation 4 months ago? If I say zombies, I'm believing it now. I can believe anything.
I know, huh? All these like movies and shows you watch now, it's a little more eerily realistic. Yeah, it hits home a little more.
It is nuts. Well, everybody, don't give up on the American dream. Entrepreneur, again, is my source and Matt's source for small business guidance, direction, motivation, education. Make sure you continue to open your links to the newsletter, Entrepreneur, and catch these webinars. We're putting our heart and soul into these webinars. We'll now type all your questions down below. We're going to be having a follow-up Q&A webinar that'll accompany this one once it's out there for a couple of days and we get your questions. So Dan, anything else? Our commentator that's had to sit and listen to us, our editorial chief, he's going to whip us later. So
until okay, no off. News is good news then. That's okay, good.
No news. He's not there telling us we screwed up. All right. Hey, thanks everybody. We'll see you at the next webinar. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for watching that video, and I want to be your source for tax and legal strategies. It's hard enough to live the American dream without being out on the web, on Google, trying to find answers to complex questions and just clicking a mouse, hoping you got it right. My team and I want to be a huge resource to you. The law firm, accounting firm, my education resources on my site, please continue to follow these strategies. I know they'll save you thousands. Now, click here if you want to be a part of my newsletter. It's awesome. Weekly updates and deadlines and strategies and tips. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You'll love it. And make sure to click the bell icon so you get a little ping whenever there's a new video. And finally, check out my site, markjkohler.com, with all sorts of videos, probably 70 plus videos, 30 plus hours of content that'll save you thousands.